Well, in preparing for this morning's message opening, the word steadfast kept coming to mind. And steadfastness is not something that is easy to attain or that the world aspires to, with marriages collapsing and you watch the news or media, it hits on one topic like heavy duty and it changes weekly. The word steadfast, it kind of popped into my mind more clearly kind of a couple of weeks ago when Andrew was doing his message on 1 Samuel 4 verses 1 to 11. And there we heard how the Israelites went out to fight against the Philistines, but they didn't consult God before they went, and they lost. I think it was 4,000 men they lost. Then they trotted out the Ark of the Covenant and toured it around the camp and got all fired up emotionally, but they still did not consult what God had to say what they were supposed to do. And this time, they thought, well, let's go give it to those Philistines again, since God is here. And this time, they got royally whooped. And this time, they lost 30,000 men. So what they tried to do, they tried to use God and the Ark as an idol to do their dirty work for them. So why didn't it work for them? Because they didn't know God. They had no relationship with God. They didn't ask God to help them in their daily lives, and they were vile in the temple and didn't show any restraint. In general, they just didn't stay steadfast to God's ordinances, his laws, or his plan for them as a nation. Now, in saying that, let's not be too hard on them, because if I look at myself honestly, I've been guilty of the exact same thing at times. So first of all, what is steadfastness? In the dictionary, I thought I'd go there to look it up. I thought I knew what it meant, and I just wanted to confirm it. But it means to be firm, to be fixed, to be settled, not changing, not fickle, and not wavering. Now, if you look at the world's agenda, and especially on social media, which I'm not really into, which might surprise some of you, but I am aware of what is discussed in that medium. And their topics change more often and violently than the wind. Not at all what I would call steadfast, and definitely not what God would call steadfast. But God commands us to be steadfast in Him. So how do we get this steadfast spirit? Well, we find that God supplies this when we read His Word, we keep our eyes on Jesus, and we ask God to supply that steadfastness. In Psalms, we read a lot. King David wrote a lot of it. And we know a lot of the stories and accounts of David. And he had his problems from time to time. And steadfastness was one of them. But God still called him a man after his own heart, because he wrote these things. These were the things that brought him. He always came back to God. He never made excuses for his sin and didn't try to just put them off as, well, I'm a human being, so that these things happen. But this is what David said in Psalms 51, verses 10 to 12. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Well, David asked the Lord to purify him through repentance and forgiveness, then to renew his steadfast spirit, all the while asking God to keep him in God's and the Holy Spirit's presence, to restore his joy through salvation and grant him a willing spirit, which is the same as the will of God. This is what empowers the Christian daily and throughout all the good and especially the bad times. This is how we can face the world in all its craziness. And when we are righteous and steadfast in the Lord, not that we have any righteousness in us, but it's all through the Lord, this is the confidence that God gives us to continue and to continue to spread God's word. David wrote these words a little later on in Psalms 112, verses 6 to 8. He says, surely, he's talking about about a righteous man with God. Surely he will never be shaken. A righteous man will be remembered forever. He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is secure. He will have no fear. In the end, he will look in triumph on his foes. So what bad news and what fear and what foes is David talking about? Well, it could be really anything from finances, health issues, or just a host of sinful activities which we drag into our lives. Anything that entangles and persuades our eyes to look anywhere but on God and the saving power of his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, this is going to take perseverance and endurance also to stay steadfast, which the Holy Spirit will provide if we heed the words of Paul in Hebrews. We'll go there, Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 3. Paul writes here, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorned its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. So there, Jesus fought that battle and won it. And as long as we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, Jesus has already won the battle against sin and death at the cross. Therefore, if we humble ourselves to him, are self-controlled and alert of the pitfalls Satan puts before us, and walk in the faith of God's power, he will uphold us, strengthen us, and keep us firm and steadfast. He will give us victory over our foes at the end of our days, receive us into his eternal glory. I just want to conclude by reading in 1 Peter 5, verses 6 through 11. Peter sums it all up here for us, and I'll read there now. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brotherhood throughout the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen.